they were trained to be the preacher, ordained, or whatever. You ever have some that are just amateur-like, or remember the...
Yeah, we have some that need to be studied some more, I'll tell you that. And we also had some that... My daddy used to say he missed the call, read the sign wrong. He read the sign, go preach, and it should have been go plow.
How about what would you call somebody that passed through that wasn't from around here? You have any term you call them?
A visiting preacher.
What about now, not just a preacher, but just anybody? You didn't recognize them, you knew they were from off somewhere else.
No, I don't remember having any like that to be when I was a child.
Mm-hmm. How about a train? Is there any trains that come through near here that people used to ride?
Oh, they used to be. We live right down the road, get about 2 miles. That would be now when we go back to Waldorf, real close. So instead of going back up down to the stoplight, it's going to be warm. Or you got to get out there on that road and not turn to your right or your left.
Hmm.
And you'll come right out into 64 down there.
Mm-hmm.
You'll
run
right
mm-hmm.
into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn right.
Well, now I'm not going back to Walterboro. I'm going the other way.
Okay.
Toward Bamberg.
Okay.
So I think I just go right down here to 601, is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta take you right on in the
mm-hmm. Well, could you get on the train down here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was there a building there, a
yeah.
place?
Yeah, there was a building there, a depot and everything.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Did a lot of people ride it?
I've helped haul a many load of fertilizer from Moselle right down here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My mother used to have an uncle. He lived in Bonneville out there. He used to get on the train and Daddy would meet him out down there. What was that?
Hmm.
And the horse and buggy did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how they'd get around to visit. Okay. Do you hear any terms people use for the war that was between the North and the South? People talk about that?
Well, the only time that I've heard is a civil war and a war between the states.
Okay. Now, how about if it was Christmas time and somebody came to visit you, what would you say to them, to greet them?
Well, the most of the time would be Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear anybody use the term a Christmas gift?
Yeah.
Is that kind of the same thing as a greeting or?
Well, no, we need Christmas gift. We need a gift, yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. How about on New Year's? What would you say to somebody?
Well, if somebody came up, might have Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Did people ever used to stay up to celebrate
mm-hmm.
it? Did they?
Yeah. They stay up, celebrate it coming in.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any particular kind of food they'd eat?
Yes. We used to have what we call a black-eyed bees and hopping zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopping zone is quickly out of your, going back to your grits now. It was made up out of your grits.
Huh.
I can't tell you how to do it.
Uh-huh.
But you had a black-eyed bees and hopping zone. That was positioned on New Year's Day.
Well, I know we eat peas. They say for every pea you eat, you're supposed to make a nickel or a dollar or something like that for the year. I guess if it's a nickel, you have to eat a lot of peas with
it. Yes, you do. Especially now.
That's right. Well, that about takes care of all my questions. I appreciate you having me out here and sitting with me. And
well, I hope I've been some help to you.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know you've been in the hospital and all that. I don't need to keep you up too long.